Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Monday Night, Mad or Glad, and hello everybody, and before I say another word, prayers and more prayers for Brian Baker, who is in the hospital, Milton's friend, and Mr. Baker, the guy who donated the hall for Milton. Don't know his condition. All I know is he had supposed to have surgery today. So I got a text from Tom telling me that they'll keep me informed. But prayers for Mr. Baker to get well and get out of that hospital and get back into the day from Milton. And in that connection, I want to thank Angela Melanie for her beautiful, beautiful ad. A big picture of Milton, beautiful picture.
It does look pretty.
And the information, of course, you know, when and where and all that. So we have that. That's in the April 10th issue, Able News. You can find it right in the beginning of the paper, I believe. Did you find that?
Yeah, I did, right in the beginning, like you said.
What page is it on?
I could look. Hold on. I was thinking it was on page 2, but I can't tell you because when you print the paper, you know, it's a little different than when you have it on the screen. So.
Well, maybe you can, if you find it, read it. Just read it.
Yeah, it's not long.
The beautiful picture of Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think every picture is beautiful of Milton. So.
Oh, he's a gorgeous dog.
You know, I don't see why how people could say that he was ever ugly.
He wasn't. I don't care what they say. He's a beautiful dog. You know?
So, Matt or Glad, May 19th.
I'm sorry.
May 19th, the Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York, from 11 to 2, a day for Milton. What'd you say?
A day for Milton. We'll honor guide dogs, okay? That's what it says up top. It's on the third page, I think. Hold on. It's on the second, really. On the second, when you first open it, this should be the one that's open to the right side when you first see it. You'll see the dog picture. Okay.
All right. It's right in the beginning of the paper.
Yeah, it is.
A day for Milton. Go ahead. Read it. See what they say.
Okay. A day for Milton. We'll honor guide dog. That's what she said. And then it says, Milton, a 3-year-old black Labrador guide dog who assisted a deafblind woman, died last summer. A day for Milton is planned for May 19th at the Bellport Brewery Hall, 14th Station Road, Bellport, New York, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A day for Milton is disability awareness event and free to the public. For information, one may call 631-224-3090.
That's the Inner Sight number, and I like the way she said it because she doesn't give away the story.
No, I like that.
That could come out of this.
That's right.
So it's a very good ad.
The best
part is it's donated. And thank you so much,
Angela,
for that. And I mean, then you know, you can tell that she's really a person who cares about the disabled.
Oh, yeah.
And wants to make changes. And, you know, and we greatly appreciate that. All right, Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight. And let's start off with a boom. Give me a count. Can you get a count?
Yeah, it went up.
On listen.
Hold on. Yep, I can. Give me a second.
Let's get the count.
Yeah, I will. Blog. Talk.
The mad count.
Here, right? Okay.
Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday. You can call in 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about, glad about?
One second, I'll be there with you.
Call right in and sound off.
Okay.
And we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen.
Count.
Right across from the Brewing Hall, where Milton will be honored in Bellport.
I'm sorry, it's a little slow. I'll be with you in a
Long
second.
Island. All right. Tom and Michelle, the owners, and, of course, Michelle, the owner of Milton.
Okay.
And needless to say, absolutely devastated over Milton's loss.
Yes.
Hey, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez, my buddy, with the Third Eye Insight, and learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape, feel good about yourself. Third Eye Insight. Give Devin a call. Give you that number again. 631-445-3464. 445-3464. Big East, the key to rescue. One of our good friends.
Oh, yeah.
609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And you can check out, send them an email. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. All right, so go to the Facebook and check out all the Akitas. And what did you say?
119,944.
Oh, all right. We went up a little bit.
Yeah, we did. We're very close.
Yeah.
Something that's good.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and I'll tell you one thing that I don't like. I'm not glad about this stupid abortion pill. You know, they don't talk about the side effects.
No, they don't.
Of that, you gotta know that there are side effects. There's gotta be side effects with anything that is that powerful. It has to have side effects. You know, see if you can look that up.
Oh, the abortion pill? Yeah, I could.
So the judge gave Biden a week to appeal. You know, he's going to appeal the decision. The judge said that they could use the abortion pill. And Biden wants to appeal it.
Ooh, who'd want all this? All right, let me read it.
So,
call your doctor or health care center right away if you have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and a fever for more than 24 hours. Taking misoprostol. I don't even know how to pronounce that. And that's it.
She
I think there's more,
long.
But that was the short end of this, you know, what they said.
Wow. That's horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't want nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or a fever that could last more than 24 hours. No, thank you.
I mean, my way of thinking, you know, you a baby is a life, is a precious life. You know,
mm-hmm.
You don't want it. All right, give it up, but don't kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Have it.
Yeah.
Give it to somebody who does want it.
That's how I always felt. You know, I always felt
that. There are plenty of people who want it.
Oh, yeah, who can't have children.
No. See, that should be the law.
That's right.
That should be the law. And the government should give people an incentive. If they're really, they're butting into your business here, if they really
right.
want to do that, they ought to give people an incentive to have the baby.
Right.
Well, maybe some money.
That'd be good.
You know?
There's only one problem. I can't have the baby. It was too late.
I mean, it's crazy. The whole thing, you're going to take this poison. Not only does it poison the unborn child, it poisons the mother, obviously, from what we just read.
Yeah.
It's poison. You know.
We have Lorraine waiting.
I mean, it's just another thing that these politicians don't give a damn about. Allowing people to take this stuff. You know? So, that's a mad in that way. You got to take a poisonous, I mean, that's poisonous. Diarrhea, vomiting, fever.
Yeah.
That means
that's
the
body
has been poisoned.
Right.
What else could it mean? That's what it is. And poison with an infection.
Mm.
You know? Now the question becomes,
yeah,
how bad can that condition become?
Mm-hmm.
See? You know, everybody's an individual. Some people are not going to live through that.
That's right.
I submit.
We have Lorraine. Would you like me to bring her on?
They're not going to live through that, taking that crap.
Oh, no, they won't.
Stupid, man. Anyway, what'd you say?
I said Lorraine. She's waiting.
Oh, does she want to be on? Yeah. Sure. Welcome, Lorraine. Inner Sight.
How you
Monday
doing,
Monday,
Matter
Glad.
Hi, how everyone doing?
Good, how's
good,
your
Good, good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm doing fine, and you?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I've heard horror stories about those pills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
They're horror stories that will make you cringe.
I would rather have the baby and give it to a nice family who has
family.
Not
yeah, that's
to
what
have
I always
child.
Said. Because the woman, I know she's saying that this is my body and everything, but in a sense, well, I won't get into that. Only thing I'm gonna just say that just a woman's body could get back into shape after having a baby. You can work and work your body out and everything.
Right.
But give the baby to a nice home.
Yeah.
If you don't want the child, just put it up for adoption.
That's all.
Yeah.
It'll go to a nice... Because there are so many people out here in the world that are childless. And women who can't have children.
Right.
And they wish they could have babies. And they can't. Yeah. So you have to find people like that who can't have children, and just, you know, give your child over to them. That's all. That's all.
Well, you know, you just made me, you just enlightened me, because if the woman says, well, it's my body, and yet they'll turn around and take this poison?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of stuff is that? Now, to me, that's freaking phony.
Yeah.
It's
your body. Why don't you take better care of it?
That's right.
Why are you going to take poison to kill a child and risk your own life?
To prevent that, you
get
some contraceptive.
Really,
if you don't want to get pregnant in the first beginning, get some protection for yourself.
Well, that too.
It's a contraceptive.
That too.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out that way. But then along and take poison on top of it?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
then
that pill is poison,
effect.
What you just read.
Yes, and
didn't
it
have
also
a
sounds
mis-
like an infection. Yeah.
And then have a abortion.
Right.
Meaning that baby, when you take that pill, you don't know how many months you probably do, but when you take that pill, that baby, if you take it, could have side effects. The baby will still live, but the baby will come out.
Yeah.
Some type of, it didn't die.
That's right.
You know, sometimes.
And then they have a lot of defect.
Yeah, they'll be born
with
defect.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is very terrible.
I
know a lot of my
damn
cousins,
doctors
a lot
for letting
of my friends.
This happen, too.
Yeah.
These doctors are horrible.
It's not that easy.
Yeah.
It's
no,
not that
I
easy
know.
For a pill like
to,
that.
They're supposed to support life and help people to live and they're allowing people to take that crap?
By the way, I don't want to be party pooper, but we have two other calls.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
There's a better way
no,
to do it, man, I tell you.
Okay.
The government should get these damn agencies to help. You know, have the child we'll support you during, you know, and then you give it away. That's how it should be.
Yeah, that was.
Instead of giving people poison.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to be against the law. That poison.
It should be.
And I
have
a man too.
Oh, you have a man also? Go ahead.
I'm going to be real quick. My man is a person that I care about. So that's my man. And I don't know, it's over a misunderstanding.
Oh.
It wasn't even hardly my fault that this happened. So that's it. Yep.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's your mad
that's
in
okay.
general. You know, you're not.
Yeah.
No detail. All right.
Yeah.
You're mad in general over something that happened. And,
yeah, over the weekend. And I'm just hoping and praying to God that it can be worked out. That's all. Yeah.
Well, you got to talk. Communicate.
But you know what partially it's about? It was about an accessorized driver, too. I was supposed to go somewhere this weekend. And the accessorized driver was very, very nasty to me. And I reported him. I reported him. And I asked him, could you give me another ride? So they said, okay, your ride should be there in 10 minutes. I'm walking to the door to see if my ride is coming within 5 or 10 minutes. So I'm waiting, and the person still doesn't show up. So I asked them, okay, when is my ride coming? And they turn around and say, well, they say that you were a no-show.
Oh,
I said, no-show. This person called and cussed me out and everything.
Wow.
He was waiting for me. He was cussing me out. And this is, wow, unbelievable. And this is a accessorized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I did not know what to say to the person. So they...
Hold on, wait a minute. I don't understand. What is, if you missed the ride, what has that got to do with the person you were going to see?
That has nothing to do with that. I was trying to explain to the person explain why that I was not able to come because of this reason. They couldn't get another car for me at that time because they said that I was a no-show. I guess the driver lied because I reported him cussing at me and swearing at me. And then when I called him back and I told him I would prefer to have another driver because I didn't want to get in the car with him with that attitude.
Were you outside when the ride came?
The ride was there, yeah. No, I was in my room. And he called me up and I was running towards the door. I'm getting ready to run out the room, but he started cussing at me. He was cussing at me.
Cursing at you?
Yeah,
who, the driver?
Cussing, swearing, yes, the driver. Because he was out there waiting. And I says, wait a minute.
And then you didn't want to, you felt threatened. You didn't want to go
into
the car.
Yes, I did. That's right.
Sure.
I felt very threatened.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you.
You ought to call Jimmy and tell him about this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have an agreement with this damn company. Where the hell is it?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You should call him tomorrow.
We have two
now. And that
maybe
we're going
to have to open up the damn lawsuit again.
Yeah, right.
And they'll have to pay you some damn money.
That's it.
That's horrible.
It
guy
is
was
horrible.
Cursing at
that
him?
Is.
He's going to lie.
Yes,
he's going to say he
didn't. The driver was cussing. Yes. The driver was cussing at me.
And if you're out there and the driver's there, that's not a no-show.
That's not a no-show.
That wasn't a no-show.
It wasn't
a no-show is entirely different. A no-show is when you're not there. If you cancel at the door, that's not a no-show. You canceled at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, man. Did you have Jimmy's number?
Nope.
He's the lawyer who settled my case over this very thing when they wouldn't take me. And these son of a bitches are still doing the same thing, man.
They haven't stopped, no.
That driver had no right to curse at you. What the hell kind of crap is
that?
No, he did
not.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take down Jim's number, or?
I gotta take it on later. You can give it to me later.
I'll give it to you later. I'm gonna call you after the show.
Yeah. Okay.
And give you his number. You should call him right away and tell him about this.
All right.
Yeah.
See what he says, because this is horrible.
That is horrible.
All right.
All right, inner sight, that's a definite mad.
It is a definite mad.
Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. It's dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island, all right? Inner sight. And, okay, we got a caller?
We have a caller, and we had a caller. They might come back, the other caller. I'm not sure. He came back three times. This one actually is still there.
All right, so let's take another call.
Okay.
Inner sight live.
Oh,
man of glad Monday.
He hung up. He hung up, or she hung up, so.
All right.
All
right. Yeah, so, now... The Biden administration is going to spend more money, going to waste more money,
mm-hmm.
yeah, to appeal. You know, I mean, what they should be doing is getting rid of this damn poison that they want to give away.
Yeah, right.
And pass a law that, look, you know, you don't have to keep the baby, but you got to have it, and we're going to give you an incentive, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever sum they can derive at, you know.
Right.
That's what they should do.
It's funny, but not funny at the same time. Both my husband and I agreed that if I ever, you know, did not, you know, if I really wanted a child, I would not have the surgery that I did. But anyway, I did have the surgery, and I don't think, as far as I know, we can't have children, both of us now. So I was going to have somebody be a surrogate for the both
mm-hmm.
of us, but it would have been a test tube baby, and I didn't want to take that risk with all the stuff that's going on
mm-hmm.
in my body. So we both agreed we didn't want children, and it was simple for us because we love each other, and it was easy for us to decide that.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is difficult. It's a difficult decision for some people.
I know it was for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine a child born to a rape. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really hard and sad.
Well, that's
another
thing.
But you know something about that?
If it's criminal, you know.
Yeah.
I know something about that, too.
And if the woman's life... is in jeopardy.
That's right, too.
Now, in my mind, her life is in jeopardy when she's taking that poison.
Oh, yeah. A lot of pills are like that. They just will keep giving you side effect after side effect till you start
mm-hmm.
believing that you are now having a problem with what you're, not what
sure.
you're taking, but you're having another
crazy.
Problem thinking. Yeah, it's crazy is right. I mean, when does it get better? That's what I'd like to say. When does all this get better in your
When you change the system and the way people think.
That's right. That's right.
That's when it gets better.
Yeah,
when these
it does.
Doctors stick up for people and say, "Hey, we're not going to give this
mm-hmm.
stuff anymore. We got to get better stuff."
There are some doctors
you know?
Who did that, but the problem with them is a lot of the stuff that they revolutionary stuff that they've concocted. I don't know if it's part medicine and part herb, that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know they take a full type of x-ray of your entire body when you first walk in to make sure nothing, you know, is there. But I don't know anything about this scanner. But I did happen to see
it. Well, that's another thing. Those damn
right.
scanners, they're all harmful.
Well, yeah, most of them are, yeah, I would say.
They're all harmful.
Yeah. Very much so.
I believe in the old-fashioned examination with your hands.
Yeah, feel my. If I have a throat problem, feel my throat. If I have an arm problem, you feel my arm. know what I'm saying? Or
to me, that's still the best. The laying on of hands. Jesus used it, and that's good enough for me.
Me too. Ditto. My doctor won't let any other person take our blood pressures. Yeah, because he feels so strongly about it.
People believe in these damn machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's true.
Somebody's trying to get me. I'm going to stand by.
Okay.
Think of a medical ad.
Yeah, well,
Yes, it was stated, I'm going back to this for 1 minute, about if a woman is sexually assaulted and they happen to get pregnant through it. Now, I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but I feel that it's not that baby's fault. If she gets pregnant, it's not that baby's fault. That baby is still, it's a child, regardless.
Right.
Once that egg and that sperm hits, there becomes life right then and there. Only thing that's going through is cell division.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the child's fault.
I'm not sure
really
if it's
there's a caller trying. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you finish, Lorraine?
No, go ahead.
There's a caller trying to dial in, and he says, we're not acknowledging. Can you check the board?
No, it's just all of you. And I saw some callers, but you, for some reason, were in, you know, doing the ads and all that.
Well,
okay,
this caller says he's going to dial back in. Can you want to?
I see them. Yes, I see them. Hold on.
All right, so let's see if we can bring them in. Okay. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad
One
Monday.
Step,
keep
caller.
It clean.
Yeah. Okay, here we are.
Hello.
Yes,
hello there.
You have me?
Yeah, we have you.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, first thing I want to say is my name is Honeydew, and I'm going to say a special prayer for Mr. Baker because I heard you talk about he was in the hospital.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm just asking your Father right now that you begin to restore unto him that which was created perfect and that he's healed and that he'll be home soon. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
yeah,
that feels good.
We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you hear about us?
Well, there's a sister on the line right now, Ethel Laverne.
Yes, yes, Laverne.
So she suggested that I call.
Yes.
I haven't called about 10 times, but nevertheless, it's all good and connected now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all visually impaired. Sometimes we can't see the board that good, you know.
Yeah, we are.
Likewise, I'm visually impaired.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I've been blind for, I was diagnosed in 1998. I lost my sight in 2005. I'm a veteran.
Oh,
I had a black lab for 15 years during the men. So I'm well connected with the CNI school.
Yeah.
And if anybody needs any connections, I could help them with that.
Well, come to the day for Milton. Where are you calling
it's
from?
For free.
Don't call
where
from the gate. I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and the CNI school is up in Morristown. That doesn't cost anything.
Oh, you're in
they'll
New Jersey.
They'll house you for 19 days, feed you.
Oh, nice.
Go through the classes, walk the dog, get a dog, all kind of train, then go to New York, walk down Fifth Avenue so a dog can get used to other people.
And you're trained.
Like I said, I just had a black lab for 15 years. I turned them in last August.
Oh.
Yeah, are you going to get another dog?
No, I don't think so. I'm like 64. And
well, that's not old.
No, it isn't.
No, I'm not saying it's old, but I can't see myself with another dog. I mean, that was my son.
Yeah. Do you get the Able News?
Say it again?
Do you get the Able News, the paper for the disabled?
I'm hooked up. I'm a veteran, so
Yeah.
I have everything that I need, all the devices. I mean,
computer, there's an ad in the Able News about our day next month for Milton. There's a guide dog that was killed last summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to honor Milton next month, May 19th, at the here on Long Island, the Brewing Hall, you know.
Yeah, but
it's in Able News. What?
Is he looking to get another dog?
No, I have a dog.
No, I'm saying,
no,
is Milton
woman...
looking to get another animal?
No. Milton was the dog.
Right.
Oh,
Michelle
Milton was
the dog. Is a girl.
The dog's name was Milton. It belonged to a woman named Michelle, who's deaf and blind.
Okay.
And the dog was killed last summer.
Oh, wow.
By a trainer at the school.
Really?
Yes.
In New York?
We're going to honor Milton on May 19th.
Not in the city, but in Long Island and Smithtown.
Mm.
No, it's in Belport.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the
oh,
school's
in Belport,
Smithtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, the school.
The school's in Smithtown, yeah.
Yeah. It was a horrible, horrible thing. They try to cover it up as an accident. The woman got arrested, the trainer, but she only got off with a slap on her wrist. She didn't go to jail.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
You know. And, you know, it's horrible what happened. And we believe the school should be regulated and licensed.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that there should be a law to protect people. Have to deal with these.
I have things. Multiple disabilities, and they won't even take me.
I mean, they
That's
do. They do a lot of good things. They train a lot of dogs. I acknowledge that. I had two dogs from Guiding Eyes, and I learned how to do it on my own. But they need to change a lot of their ways. I mean, this horrible tragedy of the death of this dog. The trainer left the dog in the van for six hours. In the middle of a heat wave, in a crate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, a friend of
Something
mine
has to be done about it. That's why
mm-hmm.
we're honoring Milton. What?
Yeah, a friend of mine went to the dog school in New York.
Yeah.
But I prefer to go to CNI's up in Morristown.
Mm-hmm.
They've been established since 1929. And they are thorough about everything. They come check up on you. They assign a dog to you. Everything is free. Housing, food, walks, training, the whole nine.
Yeah. Well, they use the
they
blind to raise the money. I mean, you know.
Huh?
They use the blind to raise the money.
Yeah, but they get donations from these big corporations. They don't ask the students for nothing other than $150 donation. But now you get a $55,000 dog who is trained perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
and then they,
we're going to honor Milton
you...
and
okay.
let the chips fall where they may, you know, because
we
need to improve things. Huh?
My dog was named Icon. He was a big black lab.
Oh.
Icon?
Icon, yeah. He was about 99 pounds. He's a big boy.
Wow, that's a big doggy.
Well,
I don't think I could lift that one up.
You must miss him a lot.
I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we was together 15 years.
Yeah.
God bless.
And I went to go get him put down last August, but he was still healthy enough, so they sent him back to the school. So now he's free.
Yeah.
Mm.
Something you were talking about, because you sound like you know what you're doing. Something you were talking about that pill.
Yeah.
You and another young lady. And I listened to what you were saying. And I believe that the power of prayer can change all things.
Oh, yeah.
You told
it can. Yeah.
Money
I agree with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, the power of prayer, I mean, we can call those things that be not as though they were.
That's right.
We can reach up into the supernatural realm and pull them down.
And the people who killed that dog, killed Milton, they're going to have to answer to the Lord for it.
Yes, they are.
And not only that, if anybody dials 411 on them, they're going to have to pay anyway, because if that happened to Milton, no one tell them what other dog it happened to.
Right,
exactly. That's exactly right.
And they just got caught with this one.
You know, they try to cover it up. They try to say it was an accident, you know.
No, because that needs to be investigated when you call a director.
Well, they did. They did, but the law is not strong enough.
That's right.
They gave the woman community service.
Oh, wow.
That's all she got.
Yeah, slap on the wrist.
And they didn't even allow Michelle to go before the judge.
Mm-hmm.
The woman whose dog it was, the blind woman, she couldn't even go before the judge and tell her side of the story. Now, what kind of stuff is that?
So she didn't have any representation?
Nope. She had representation.
Yeah, she had a lawyer.
Yeah.
She had a lawyer. I don't understand why he didn't insist that she testify.
Maybe he was scared of, I don't know, contempt.
Was she a veteran?
No.
No.
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, the system has to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they
do a lot of good things, but they got to understand that the dog to us is our eyes, our life.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, connection.
You know, and we should have all the protection that we could get with that.
I don't know how it works in New York, but Jersey don't play.
Same thing.
Same thing.
All the schools are the same.
That's true.
And now what they did over here in Smithtown, where Milton was killed, they made up a document. When you go there, you have to sign a document that you cannot sue them for anything.
Oh, wow, okay.
What kind of crap is
that?
Yeah, well, Morristown isn't that way.
I know.
Same way?
Yeah, because a friend of mine went to New York to get her dog. Her name was Roxanne Fisher. This is about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she got a black lab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you come. I know you're in Jersey, right?
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
It'll
you
be
could
two
get
trains
a ride. We'd love to have you come to Milton's party.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we're getting a lot of support. Like I said, it's written up in the Able News. Get it in any library, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, thanks for calling in.
Yes,
yeah,
thank
for
you.
Sure.
Call again.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I will. And I think that you should get a letter together and write to Biden.
Yeah, I already did that. He didn't even answer me.
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Not yet, because, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today.
The election's coming up in November.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things going on in the world today with all this crap going on. You know, and all this new stuff coming up and the killings that happened in Tennessee again, well, Kentucky again. You know, they're trying to take care of business.
True.
But, yeah. But with the same letter you wrote them before, you can send it back.
Yeah. Well,
send
what I asked
because
him to do, he doesn't need money for.
Huh?
Amend the ADA, license the schools. Give us rights,
sure.
You know. He doesn't spend money.
Oh, yeah, what I believe is that, okay, it might not happen when we want it to happen, but sooner or later it's going to happen. Somebody's going to hear that.
I agree with you.
And if we have to go to the news, have to write the news, have to put it on, you know, on TV.
That's why we're honoring Milton.
That's right.
Okay.
People could tell, you know, the Absolutely.
You know, see, one thing also is that, see, I believe that you have the power. I believe all three of you have the power. And like I said, I believe that you can call those things that be not as though they were.
That's right.
You can reach up into the supernatural realm and pull them down.
Yes.
You know, because that's why I'm not super religious, but I just know what the words say, and I believe the word. A lot of things we see based on what we see. Now, we can't see. I don't think the three of us can see. But see, we can see on the inside.
Yeah, right. Inner
that's
sight.
What the spirit is. That's what the spirit is.
Right.
So we can walk
that's
into
the name
that
of the show, Inner Sight.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's coming from the inner.
And we can call it. It shall appear.
Yeah.
That's true.
He says his word do not come back void. We just got to have enough faith to believe.
That's it.
And we do. It's all about utilizing it.
You're right.
It's all about utilizing it.
That's right.
And the power that you have, my brother, it's right there. All you got to do is just do it. All you got to do is call it.
That's why we do the show.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
5 days a week.
Okay. I'll be here.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, because my main purpose is to encourage and to be encouraged.
All right.
All right.
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's my purpose.
It's been a pleasure.
That's my purpose.
All right. Inner Sight. And
I'm going to move on and let you listen to the show.
See, now there's the difference between us and these schools. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking to say that these schools do a lot of bad things, and they train a lot of dogs. They help a lot of people. All the more reason why they should want to improve, why they should want us to have rights. You know, how are they going to protect the people without law? They cannot. They cannot. Look at what this school is doing now. Sign a paper that you can't sue us. That's protecting people?
No, protecting themselves.
That's a
selfish-ass,
dumb-ass attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in other words, they killed Milton. Now they went from bad to worse.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sue us.
Sorry.
That's what needs to be changed. And I'll tell you something. As good as the other schools are, and I've been to them, a lot of good trainers, a lot of good dogs, a lot of good units. As good as they are, they ought to stand up to Smithtown and say, hey, we want to be licensed. We want regulation. You screwed up big time.
Yeah, I'd say.
That's what they should do. And in fact, who the hell, who knows if we don't get one or two of them on our side after we honor Milton.
That's right.
We've got to work together. We've got to sit down like a brotherhood. A guide dog is somebody's life.
Yeah, their lifeline, I would say.
Walking down the street today, there's a big auto body shop over here where I live. All kinds of stuff sticking out. And what do I know? She stops, you know?
Right.
And she's moving real slow, and I'm going with her, and a big thing there. I don't know what it was, but she got me through it.
Yeah, that's what counts. Yeah.
That's my life.
That's right. I agree.
And that's why these damn places should stand up with us and say, hey, this is horrible what happened to Milton. We want to be licensed. We want to be regulated. We want to improve. They're not going to look bad if they're licensed and regular, they're going to look better.
Mm-hmm.
Because then people are going to realize, hey, they learned something from this. What did they learn from the death of Milton?
Right now?
Right now, they learn to get worse. They didn't give Michelle a dog. You got to sign a paper. You can't sue them. They're not talking to Michelle.
That's correct.
They're not helping her. She'll be blacklisted from all the schools if she applies. She'll be lucky if she gets a school to give her a dog.
Right now, yeah.
Of course, we'll fight
Except
for that.
Except for in a fight.
Wants to go to another
exactly.
school.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever school she wants to go to, we will support her. That's the difference between us and other places.
Well, we had to find other mechanisms by which to feed our dogs, to actually pick a dog that's younger from a shelter and train them. How many times you do that, Frank, about?
I don't know. As many times I had to.
Exactly. You know, it's unfair what people have done.
You know, it's a horrendous thing, and it has to, like Mr. Honeydew said, eventually it's going to change, because people are not going to want this.
Just like
and there's a man, a gentleman who is very conventional, and had his guide dog 15 years, and he said, how many other dogs have died like that?
He said it. That's right.
Probably countless.
People suspect things going on.
Yes, they do. Not for me to judge, but to suspect a little bit or a lot bit.
Yes.
That's why there should be a law.
Right.
Another reason why there should be a law. How do we know what's going on? We don't.
We actually don't.
We don't. You know, if you had a law, they would have to disclose what's going on. I mean, Milton's death was revealed. You know why? Because Michelle kept calling this trainer. Where's my dog? Where's my dog?
Yes.
And she found out. If she didn't call the trainer, the dog would have been killed, taken away, cremated, and nobody would have known nothing.
That's right.
Now, how many other dogs has that happened to for whatever reason that we don't know?
That could be a large amount.
Mr. Honeydew said it.
Yeah.
He said it, not me.
That's right.
Although I agree with it.
I agree with it also.
He said it.
Yes, the three of us.
He pointed it out.
Yeah. I've been suspecting it, but I never said anything.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's why you need a law, you know. I mean, it's common sense. Put in some common sense over here. All right, inner site, 213-816-1650. We got the neighborhood news now.
Yeah.
We got Newsday, and you're working on a list.
Yep. A long list.
Let's get some other papers. Yeah. I want to get more.
No, I want to get as many as I can find.
We got the radio spots coming out.
Yes.
Last week in April, another couple of weeks. And we got a Suffolk Bus called me today. They're posting the flyer for 3,000 drivers.
Oh, wow.
To come to the event.
Nice.
John Corrado is supposed to be there, the president of Suffolk Bus, to say a few words.
Yeah.
He's sending his executive in charge
Very
of
nice.
Operations. And they're really behind us. And plus, they're going to give us their regular donation in June.
Wow. He's such a sweetheart, I got to say.
So,
he has it all there.
They're really with us, and they believe in what we're doing. as they always have for the last 10 years now.
Yeah. Wow, it's been that long.
So there you have it, Inner Sight and Silo, of course, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 with us. We're up on their website. Now we're in the Able News. They got that over there, too.
Mm.
And I'm going to... I left a message today for...
Angela?
Jill, who is the
okay.
public relations officer. I want to hook up with the assistant director, whose husband is a police officer. I'm trying to get the canine.
Oh, that'd be great.
So I'm going to follow up on that. We're moving along, man. I want to thank Ira Tucker for sending Angelo of Suffolk Bus the flyer.
Yeah.
And it's going to be put up all over the bus company.
I also was, I showed him what it looked like, the flyer, but I guess because of my sight, I couldn't angle the camera, you know, the way I needed to, because it was on your dog.
Well, you should always take 3-4 pictures, you know.
I did. That's how horrible my eyes are. Yeah. It was
crooked.
Yeah,
well, that's why
time.
It didn't come out that good, I guess.
Exactly.
But we're in pretty good shape. We got about 6 weeks to go, and you know, we're gonna get some more attention.
Oh yeah, I have to do that a lot.
Get that ad from Able out. You know, send it.
Yes.
Send it to News 12. Send one to Michelle.
Yes, definitely. I got to ask you for her address.
Right away.
Yeah, I don't know her.
You don't have her email address?
Michelle? No, I don't even have anything of hers.
Yes, you do. You have a phone number.
Oh, that Michelle. Okay. too many Michelles now.
Yeah, Michelle.
I know who you're talking about. Okay.
Michelle Charlesworth.
Exactly.
Send it
I
to
understood.
Her. You should do that right away.
Yeah, yeah.
See that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is the nursing home show. Thursday and Friday is birthday.
Oh, he's holding his dog.
I'm taking off birthday weekend.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, but I'd like to see you and Lorraine do a women's show Friday.
We can.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yes, we can. We
that
need
would
a lot
be
of
nice.
Women, though.
Yes,
and
do you have
if
a lot
you,
of women?
It,
sorry.
If you do that, tie in definitely that Michelle was not allowed to testify.
Oh, yes.
At the hearing for Milton. A blind woman. Now, there's something to that.
Yes, there is.
You know, it's very condescending the way they treat
it. It is. Belittling,
including the Suffolk County District Attorney.
And I cannot even begin to think of more words for that because it's just that.
Mm-hmm.
Very condescending, very belittling.
It is.
You do a woman's show on, you got,
we
you,
can,
got
yeah.
you, Lorraine, get somebody else. Who can you get?
Well, I'd like to get people who have trained, you know, with schools. That would be good, too.
Well,
yeah.
You're not just talking about the school. It's in general.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just women in general.
Have a harder time when they're disabled.
I remember the time that somebody cried in the middle of one of your classes that you went to.
Call Robin. She'll come on with you.
Oh, okay.
I bet she would.
I bet she would also.
Oh, I know another person, too.
You do?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
Somebody new.
My friend Andrea. Yeah, she's, I think she has cerebral palsy or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They, they did something horrible to me. They did something horrible to, I'm supposing, this woman that you're talking about. And then we probably could get a couple of others, and that's it. Just like the four people. Because we're going to do it a little different style. It's like a round table, and people can talk, but they have to give the other person a chance to talk.
I used to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that on my conference. I used to do a segment that's called Q&A, questions and answers.
That's great. We'll talk about this, and we'll get it done.
Yes.
Well,
you've
got
to
make a couple of phone calls tomorrow.
Yeah.
See if
yeah.
They'll come on, you know.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right. In a sight. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children that have perished at the hands of evildoers. When is Corey's going extra mile for a child, Inner Sight, remind you. When is Corey's anniversary?
The 18th, and, I believe.
18, right? Next week?
Yep, the 18th. Yep.
All right. We're going to, that'll be Corey Foster night.
Aw.
18.
So sad. I just have to say so sad to everything lately because it's just been that way.
Oh, it's true.
Mm-hmm. It is.
No.
But if
you have
faith, you can get through anything at this point, you know?
In
makes
a
you
sight,
stronger.
What?
If you have faith, you could get through anything and it just makes you stronger.
Yeah.
As you
go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As small as a mustard seed. That's
right. Mm-hmm. That's mine. As small as a mustard seed.
Mustard
seed,
that's right.
It's
you know
there.
How small a mustard seed is?
Me,
I have
York.
One. My cousin gave it to me. Yeah. Very small. Yep.
All right, so Thursday and Friday, yours truly will be off.
For his birthday.
Short week from the birthday.
Thursday.
All right. Inner Sight, and don't forget, Day for Milton, May 19th. Check the Able News. Get it in any library. They all have it.
Yeah.
May 19th at the Brewing Hall, Belport.
Right.
New York. From 11 to 2. And we want to offer... And say prayers for Brian Baker, who was taken to the hospital.
Time.
Brian, a good friend of Milton, and Michelle and Tom, and the whole gang. Brian donated the hall.
Yeah, I know.
So, speedy recovery. I'm going to try to check tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope and pray. He'll be my prayers.
All right, so get out those articles.
Yeah.
Do it for Milton. Do it for Brian.
There you go.
You know? And
how
do
many
it for
copies
goodness.
Do you want of it?
What?
How many copies would you like of that article?
What do you mean copies?
I could print it on my printer, but it's only in black and white.
No, I'll get it in the library. I don't need any.
Okay. No problem.
I'm going to the library tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll get a couple of copies.
Very good.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight number. Email innersight1620@gmail.com.
Nice, Frank. Really?
I'm working on my email, so... Send me an email and, you know, help me get through it.
Yeah, I will.
Inner Sight, I want to thank Lorraine, Suzanne, all the callers.
You're welcome.
Mike. Thank Mike. Thank Honeydew for calling in. Cool guy.
Yes. Very.
From Jersey.
Very nice.
Thank you so much. Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night,
everyone.
Inner
Sight.
Good night, everyone.
And
you
have a good
care.
Night. And enjoy your night. Okay.
Yes, you too. Mm-hmm.